USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden maintains his belief that Chinese President Xi Jinping is a dictator. When questioned about whether he would continue using this term after a significant meeting with the Chinese leader in San Francisco, Biden affirmed his stance.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is running a country that's based on a form of government totally different than ours.
Earlier this year, Biden faced criticism from Beijing for referring to Xi as a dictator, with Chinese officials on Wednesday labeling his comment as incorrect and irresponsible political manipulation. In the San Francisco trial concerning the assault on Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer, David DePepe has been found guilty. Prosecutors say the Democratic congresswoman was the intended target of the attack last year, but as she was not home at the time, the assailant went after Paul Pelosi instead. DePepe admitted to the assault and offered an apology when testifying Tuesday. If convicted on federal charges, DePepe could face life imprisonment, and he still awaits a second trial on state charges. Consumers might experience a decline in grocery prices. As Walmart CEO suggests, the U.S. food industry could be entering a phase of deflation after 3 years of significant inflation. Food prices are reported to have risen by 25% since the onset of the pandemic. There are renewed calls for a TikTok ban after TikTok influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynette Atkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden, and her video got more than 800,000 views. Florida Senator Rick Scott, among those calling for a ban of the social media platform.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China.
This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
About 40 people were injured, with three in critical condition today following a commuter train crash in Chicago. The incident occurred early this morning on the city's north side when a yellow line train collided with rail equipment. A pro-Palestinian protest on San Francisco's Bay Bridge disrupted traffic for most of the morning, but some lanes are now beginning to reopen. Hundreds of protesters had chained themselves to cars, displaying signs calling for an end to military aid to Israel, with messages like "Stop the Genocide." Police gradually began arresting the protesters and using tow trucks to move their vehicles. The largest ever grab of counterfeit goods in U.S. history took place in New York City.
Federal authorities say they found fake handbags, shoes, and other luxury items valued at more than $1 billion in a storage unit in New York City. Two men were charged with trafficking those goods between January and October of this year and could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. I'm Corey Myers.
Following the release of a damning report by the House Ethics Committee, New York Congressman George Santos has announced that he will not seek re-election. The committee, in agreement, accuses the embattled congressman of significant wrongdoing and plans to introduce an expulsion resolution on Friday. The allegations include the claim that the Republican had $50,000 from campaign funds deposited into his bank account. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.